Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Obviously, Craig Sager dying today, 65. He had battled for the last almost 3 years this fight of leukemia. And, you know, we all know about the suits he wore, the jackets he wore, and so forth. But the guy was just a real pro's pro. I mean, this is the guy that when Hank Aaron crossed home plate after his 715th home run at the age of 22, he's out there and he's interviewing him on the field. Just got in there and got the interview. He was on Sports Tonight on CNN for years and done a variety of sports. But the NBA and the sideline is where he eventually made his lasting reputation. And he was excellent at it. And his jousting on air with Greg Popovich was must-see TV. Because Popovich would say nothing and Sager would ask him various questions and Pop would say nothing. But when Sager got sick and then TNT put Craig's son in his spot, it was a very different Greg Popovich. And the and it told you what the guy meant. And it told you how tight-knit the NBA family is. Popovich said to Craig's son that night, "You did a great job, but I'd rather have your dad standing here. Craig, we miss you. You've been an important part of all of this for a long time, doing a great job. We want your family back on the court, and I promise you I'll be nice." That told you everything about the respect that Craig Sager had. And last year, ESPN worked out a deal in June. We're finally in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Craig Sager worked the finals for the first time in his career. And that's because of a partnership between ESPN and TNT to make that happen. He and Doris Burke shared the sideline. Just 65 years old. Fought a long, hard, tough, gritty battle with cancer and kept working. Again, just 65 years of age. All right. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Malkin's on, and the Penguins have Brian Rush joining him. Malkin with the puck. Going to Rush. Going to the net. Backhander. Hey! Schultz scores. Brian Rush lofting that puck over the shoulder of Tuukka Rask. And the Penguins win it in overtime.
And the Penguins, the call from Mike Lang, beat the Boston Bruins in overtime last night. Big win for the Pens at home. Bring in Bob Flounders now, Patriot News, PennLive.com. Hi, Bob. Happy holidays to you and yours. Great to have you with us. Now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect on what we've just witnessed, what's your perspective now on what we saw this season?
It's the most startling turnaround I've ever seen. I can just remember being in Ann Arbor after that result, and they were just, you know, it was just physically, it just looked like it, as the game went on, it wasn't really much of a game. And the gap, when I left the press box, even though Penn State was beat up on defense, And then they had the linebacker ejected for targeting, and that just magnified everything. I just left the press box thinking how soon are they going to be able to close the talent gap? And my answer would not have been, you know, in about 2 weeks, Steve. I probably would have said, you know, next year at the earliest. I just think this team and the coaching staff too deserves a lot of credit for never ever getting discouraged, and it says something a lot. It says a lot about a team that can not get discouraged in games where they're getting outplayed. And I know the Michigan game was one, but you look at the Pitt game, the Minnesota game, you look at the Indiana game, you look at the Wisconsin game, you look at the Michigan State game, and I don't know how many times can you get up off the deck and finish the way that Penn State did. I think it speaks to the leadership, speaks to the coaching. And to me, you know, I know it probably gets overstated, but I've really enjoyed Trace McSorley developed so quickly under the very watchful eyes of Joe Moorhead. Can't say enough about that kid and the intangibles and the talent that he kind of brings and the stability to that team.
You've covered a lot of great stories during your career, and you've had a really good career, Bob. When you look at the story of this, not just the season, but the story it became, where does this rank for you?
They were talking about 15 years. I would say, you know, my favorite story before this season was the story of the 05 season, mm-hmm. because that team was great at the end of the year, but going into the year, you know, they were coming off, I think, a 4-7 season in 04.
They were.
With a lot, they had a lot of good defensive players back. They had Michael coming back. But they, too, leaned on a couple of young kids and on that team really stepped to the front, and they beat some good teams, and they had some great leadership with Zemaitis and Michael and Paul Posluszny and Tom Bahali and all those guys, Levi Brown. But I would say this probably tops that story only because I think Steve in 2005, you know, when they beat, I believe it was when they beat Minnesota the way that they did, people kind of knew that these guys weren't going to go away. And when they rallied to beat Northwestern even earlier, that they weren't going to go away. But you didn't really know what this Penn State team was capable of, you know, until that night in October against Ohio State. And even when they did that, Steve, you know, it was really fourth quarter magic. It was a tremendous special teams play, great defensive play, a punt block, a lot of things, the crowd, a lot of things you could say, well, can they ever replicate that? Can they ever? Was this just you know this was Penn State's you know A game in the fourth quarter and Ohio State just wasn't really prepared for it, and maybe you know it just doesn't translate, but they just kept getting better, and that's to me why I think this story is even better, and the way that they finished it to date with that effort in Indianapolis against Wisconsin. I mean that was a good Wisconsin defense, mm-hmm. and they were completely out of answers in the second half. They could have every time Penn State got the ball, I just felt like they were going to score at some point, and you're not supposed to do that to Wisconsin.
Bob, obviously, when you get a chance to go into the media room, and in this case, in the Big Ten championship game, you had a chance to go into the locker room. What did you learn about the players that you were talking to? I mean, you spent 13 weeks talking to them, so what did you learn?
Tight group, played for each other. You saw some pictures and some shots of Brendan Mann in the locker room and how happy his teammates were to be able to get him to, I think, hold that trophy. You saw some former players coming back and embracing the team. It wasn't just the Big Ten title game, but the image of Trace McSorley, you know, coming over to kind of console Saquon Barkley mm-hmm. in the Michigan State game after he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And then Trace kind of talked about, you know, what the conversation was like. Saquon was obviously very disappointed because he couldn't continue. And Trace said, you know, he said Saquon was so disappointed he couldn't finish the game for the upperclassmen and the seniors. And Trace said not to worry about it and hang in there. You know, we'll take it from here. I just really feel like it was genuinely a close team that they wanted to play for each other. That's not always the case. And I think that's one of the reasons I think why they are where they are right now.
Now it's going to be USC. They'll go into that game like other games as the underdog. What is your initial view of that game?
My initial view of that game is I am fascinated to see what Joe Moorhead does with a month to prepare for a very good defense. You know, he was kind of, you know, week to week. There's only so much creativity you can do, I think, when you don't have that kind of time. They were trying to overcome some injuries. They were trying to get some young players, you know, better and developed. And now they're going to be rested and ready. And I think that he will probably spend, you know, hundreds of hours of game tape just watching to see, you know, where the weaknesses are. There's going to be some other fascinating components to the game. I know the USC quarterback is very good.
Yeah.
And he's on a roll, not unlike Trace McSorley roll right now. But I think that, you know, there probably was some disappointment on the Penn State side about not getting into the playoff, and understandably so. But to get to go out to the Rose Bowl in this venue and already be installed as the underdog and have to basically play a game that's on USC's home field. I think this is a team that kind of feeds off challenges and adversity, and I do think they're going to relish this opportunity. I remember the 2008-2009 season where they played USC, and the first half they just could not overcome
what
the damage done in the first half. This team, I think, is better equipped to handle that, and if they do get down, Steve, they're kind of comfortable playing down 17-20 anyway. So I'm just not sure what USC can do to discourage this team. And I know that Penn State's. I think it's a much closer game than 7 points. And you know, they finished so strong during this 9-game winning streak. It's hard for me to imagine them not doing it again. So. I think if you're a Penn State fan, you should feel good about their chances of not only competing, but winning the game outright.
Bob, always a pleasure. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, Steve. Take care.
Bob Flounders, Patriot News and PennLive.com. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Santa, all of these wish lists say they want a new Kia.
No worries, Jingle. It's the Holidays on Us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia.
We wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia can fill everyone's wish list with a new Kia. It's Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Just listen to this gift from Sunbury Motors Kia. No payments until May.
You heard right, May.
Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months on all 2017 Fortes and Serenos. And all remaining 2016 Optima and Optima Hybrids. Plus 2016 Optimas and Optima Hybrids also have $500 bonus cash. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So go ahead, overspend on presents for the family, because you'll still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia.
The holidays are on us
at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
All right, great to have you with us. Yeah, the Rose Bowl, 2 weeks from Monday. I was telling Dick Girardi this. You know, it's like to do this job. If you don't sit there and you don't feel lucky and fortunate to do it, then you're a fool. I may be a fool about a lot of things, but not about that. So believe me, I know. And I told Dick this. I said, "Geez," I said, "think about this. In a span of 2 weeks, I'll get to do a game at Madison Square Garden, the Rose Bowl, and the Palestra. That's a pretty strong three, isn't it?" You want to talk luck.
Life is good.
No, but it's all, you know, you have to appreciate your good fortune, your luck, things like that. And I just want to, and I do. That's pretty strong three venues there. So
I remember way back in August when we had our live broadcast at Penn's Tavern with Chris Wheeler. If my memory serves correctly, that was the day that you found out that was the when Penn State announced that the game with Michigan State was going to be at the Palestra.
Well,
you had known a little bit ahead of time prior to that, but it became an official became official that day.
Like April?
Yes.
It's like 4 months. So they announced that thing, did they? I know Tom Izzo's that's a bucket list venue for him. He's never coached a game there. So, then Pat said, I'll do it. And, of course, for Penn State, to get Stevens and Bostic and Carr and all, and Shep Garner and Watkins and Moore, all the Philly guys in there, that's huge. That game's already sold out. Let's see. The NFL's going to make a change in how their commercial breaks work. Starting, I think, this week. Tonight's the Seahawks and the Rams. Just begging you to say, is the Cure Bowl tonight? Please, somebody. That game is going to be awful. The Rams are just a bad football team. The NFL apparently is serious about doing something with the fact that commercials dominate television broadcasts, but whether it's a real solution or just moving the proverbial deck chairs around remains to be seen. Sports Business Journal says the NFL is ready to experiment with how they display the gluttony of commercials during the games in Week 16. They'll change the number of commercials played during a single break and also how many breaks there are in game action. They're sending out a memo to clubs later today to inform them of the change. The changes are not expected to shrink ad times, except perhaps on the NFL Network Christmas Day game, but will alter how many ads are in a break and how many breaks there are. Now, it's not going to be this week. It'll be next week they're going to do it. The experiment could reveal whether fans would want fewer but longer breaks or more frequent but shorter ad breaks, according to the league. So instead of seeing that classic touchdown commercial, touchback commercial sequence, that is one of the more annoying ones in all of sports, you might just see one really long commercial break after a touchdown, then get back to action with no second break after the touchback. Interesting. So I don't know if that's the solution or not, but they're at least trying because they know that they have trouble. They've got to keep the pace of the game. They've got to keep showing some sort of action out there instead of telling you to go over to the local Whirlpool store and buy. There's nothing wrong with that, but still. And Brock Lesnar was suspended 1 year, fined $250,000 for failing drug tests. Okay. I feel like I'm giving away the bozo of the day already early, but still. So, that's what they're trying to do. And that NFL Network game, we still have to do a poll about that. I got to do that next week because, maybe we'll start doing it the next half hour.
Okay.
Right. Then that's the one that I'm going to start it. We're going to keep it going for a little bit. It's not just be this half hour. But the half hour coming up, here's the question. Two tickets fall out of the sky into your lap, a little slice of holiday magic. to the Steeler-Raven game at 4:30 in the afternoon. Remember, it's only on NFL Network. But it's also Christmas Day. Do you go? 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. So, again, you know, so cost is no item here. Cost isn't any item. Parking will be no item, whatever. But let's face it, for people in our area to go to the game, it's a 4:30 kick. You probably have to leave 10:30, 11 in the morning, right? To get there. So that's the question. Two tickets magically fall from the sky in a slice of holiday magic for the Steeler-Raven game on Christmas Day at 4:30. Do you go? It's not an easy decision. There's also no right or wrong answer. It all depends on your circumstances. I mean, Kerry's already said in a heartbeat, he's going.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Sad, obviously, with the passing of Craig Sager today. Harold Raker, I think, summed it up perfectly on a Facebook page. He wrote in, "So sad. Extremely." Without question. 65 years old, fought the good fight without question. And was a great pro. Great, great pro. All right, sports bozo of the day. Pretty easy one today. It is Brock Lesnar. Suspended for 1 year, fined $250,000 after failing drug tests. He failed two drug tests in the lead-up to his fight against Mark Hunt. He also has to pay $250,000 in fines. He's 39, tested positive for anti-estrogenic agent. U.S. Doping Agency test. He defeated Hunt in unanimous decision. He made $2.5 million for winning. He's eligible to return in July of 2017. So, yeah. So that's the story. Brock Lesnar, $250,000 fine and suspended for a year. Now, that year, though, ends in July. All right, so here's the question. I have a little fun with this. You know, and there's no wrong answer. It's just whatever your life and your circumstance happens to be and what your opinion happens to be is all yours. Two tickets magically fall out of the sky for the Steelers and Ravens game on Christmas Day at 4:30. Now, remember, it's only on NFL Network, and it could be that annoying brother-in-law of yours that just drives you up the wall, may not have cable, or has cable and doesn't have NFL Network, or he may be the one that has NFL Network. So here's your choice, 800-795-9565. It's Christmas Day at 4:30. Now, realistically, you'd have to leave the Valley at, what, 10:30, 11 o'clock to get there and feel comfortable about it. Would that be fair, Sean?
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on now, travel, going through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel and where you park.
Right. Yeah. Now, obviously, though, those who celebrate Hanukkah, it's not going to be an issue. Many people celebrate Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, you know, but it's Christmas Day. All right, Christmas Day. So the two tickets fall out of the sky. Do you go to the game? 1-800-795-9565. And if you want to give me the answer on Twitter or Facebook, go ahead. And Sean, you can keep tabs, especially, you know, I think Facebook would probably be the place where we get more answers.
Yep. We'll post that right now. Post on both Facebook and Twitter. We did get a call during the news at the bottom of the hour from Lewisburg. Yeah. We got a no.
A no. Okay, so that's one no in the books. Sean says he'd go, he'd bag the family in a heartbeat. I thought that was kind of a cold statement, but that, I mean, that's just me. Yeah. Like, wow. Yeah.
Although the person who did call, he would watch the game in the comfort of his own home.
Right. Well, exactly. No, yes. I mean, and a lot of people I know will.
Yep.
But again, so we got one no vote in already. But again, here it is, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 is the number.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Steve Jones PSU. We'll post it on there if you want to comment there, or post it, or you can post a comment on our Facebook page.
Right.
Yep.
And so you can do that. Two tickets mysteriously fall out of the sky in a slice of holiday magic, and they land in your lap. So now, and parking will be no problem. So there's no money involved. Parking's not an issue, whatever. But the issue is it's Christmas Day. Do you go? 1-800-795-9565. Now, this is one of those great, there's no meaning to it, but talk show things. There's no meaning to it at all. But, I mean, do you go? It's a really simple question. It's a simple question, but it's not a simple question. 1-800-795-9565 is the number. I just want to get your responses. I mean, just think about your own situation. If that were to happen, you got two tickets, Steelers and Ravens, would you be able to say yes to go to the game? Christmas Day, 4:30. You'd have to leave 10:30 or 11 in the morning from the Valley to get there. So would you go? And it's only, and now, I mean, there's so many circumstances and layers to this question. It's fascinating. It's not on over-the-air TV. It's not going to be on NBC or CBS. NBC does have a game that night, but the game that night is Denver and Kansas City. This game is only on NFL Network. It's at 4:30.
Tracy on Facebook says yes.
So, 1-1. Tracy says yes. And then we have a call from Lewisburg that said no. All right, so now we're even. So 1-800-795-9565 is the number, or Facebook or Twitter. They mysteriously fall out of the sky. And you've got two tickets to the game. But it's not that easy because it's Christmas Day. Now, as tempted as you may be, okay, I'll bag these people, I'm going, you know darn well it's not that easy. So I'm just curious as to what the answers are. And everybody has their own circumstances. Take, for example, I mean, Sean has cats. So, I mean, you'd be going in a heartbeat. Some people have to travel for the holidays. But, you know, you're sitting there and, you know, some people celebrate Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day is just kind of a relaxed day. So maybe you can go. Other people, no, you better be there on Christmas Day. And if you don't, you've got the evil eye for 10 years. 10 years. It's brought up, you know, I remember that day you went to Pittsburgh to the game and bagged us. You know, those haunting comments for 10 years. And 10 years might be a conservative number.
Got a yes from our buddy Chris on Facebook.
Okay, Chris says yes. All right, so 2-1 yes. All right. So yes is winning. You can call in too with your response at 800-795-9565.
I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was. 3 or 4 years ago. It was actually the day when Hines Ward broke the record for with his 1,000th completion, 1,000th catch in his career. And that's what he ended up with his career. And my wife and I had tickets for the game, but she was really, really sick. And it was Christmas Eve. And we luckily we were able to get a buyer for the tickets, and we took a little bit of hit on the tickets. But yeah, we kind of got a few in the family. Kind of, why are you going out on Christmas Eve? Even though it was a 1 o'clock game,
you're going to get. I mean, believe me, that's what makes the question complicated. The question becomes complicated. Like normally, if I say two tickets fall in the sky, where you go, oh yeah, the only thing, well, you know, I want to travel that many hours. How bad's the weather going to be? Whatever.
This would have been at least 5-6 years ago, since this was Hines is eligible for the Hall of Fame now. So yeah, that was a little further back.
Well, one of the greatest games ever played in the history of the NFL was a Christmas Day game, and that was the playoff game between the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs that Garo Yepremian won in the second overtime. I think it was like a 37-yard field goal. And, of course, I'm reminded of that game all the time because the color analyst for the Iowa Network is Ed Podolak. And Pody had a day to remember. I mean, Pody had a 300-plus-yard all-purpose day that was unbelievable. And the Dolphins finally won it in double overtime. That was a Christmas Day game at Old Municipal Stadium in Kansas City. It was the year before they built Arrowhead. But this is because of the Christmas Day thing, that's where this becomes a complicated question. And you know your circumstances. You know that, you know what? We get all our stuff done Christmas Eve. We're fine. It's not a big deal at my place. It's fine. Christmas morning, if I were to leave at 10:30, 11, I think everybody would be okay with it. And then there are other people there. I'm telling you right now, if I were to go, I'd be a dead man walking for 10 years. So everyone has a different answer, and there's no right or wrong answer. You say you want to go, what, are you going to be condemned? Everybody has their own circumstances. 1-800-795-9565. You can send them in on Facebook, Twitter, or you can call in your response.
Thanks to Keith on Facebook. He goes, free, bucket list, Merry Christmas, family.
All right.
That's pretty much what I would say.
So now, yes is building a little bit of a lead here. All right. Yes is starting to build a little bit of a lead.
He does bring up a point. I mean, he goes, bucket list. Does that mean he's never been to a pro football game before?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he's never been to a Steeler game.
True. Yeah, I've been to two Steelers-Ravens games, and they are intense.
Well, now, but this is where it becomes even more complicated. Okay? It's not the Steelers and the Jags.
Or the Rams.
It's the Steelers and the Ravens, and first place is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean this is a rich, rich question. I mean, now, I'd ask the suit that question, but the suit would bag his son's wedding to go. So, I mean, it really, you know. Hey, good luck. I got Steeler tickets. Take care. If anybody could, you know, send me some photographs, you know, home movies, whatever, I'll see you later. But 800-795-9565 or on Facebook or on Twitter. And right now, yes is winning. You have two tickets, mysteriously, in a slice of holiday magic, fall out of the sky. And when it happens, now you have a decision to make. Yeah, see that Keith free bucket list Merry Christmas family? That's funny. That is so funny. That is so funny. And people are also reacting to Craig Sager's death, too, on Facebook. So. But, yeah. Right now, yes is winning. Yes is building a little bit of a lead, too. And we haven't even added your vote in. I mean, you'd bag these people in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just who you are.
I'd be out the door, but my wife would be way ahead of me. I'd have to keep up with her, man.
Oh.
She'd be waiting for me to fire up the Jeep.
I asked this question the other day, and a woman called me up, and she said, I'd go, and I'd take my daughter. I'm like, that was so good.
I'm kind of worried. I bet she may take the nephew over me. So.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so let's keep the responses flowing in here. Facebook, Twitter, on the air, as to whether you now, and what complicates this is, for example, like some people, they love every second of the holidays with family and friends. They love it. Most people do. But there are some people that have the circumstance of, oh man, I gotta endure how many hours with this guy? Oh, two tickets to the Steelers just materialized. I'm going. But then again, you may be in a circumstance where for 10 years you sleep on the couch. 800-795-9565. More of this in-depth pondering question in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, so far, this question has shown there are a lot of people who can't wait to get out of Dodge. The yeses are winning so far. And winning, I think, rather convincingly, wouldn't you say?
We're just longtime listeners of the show that are very savvy, and they've heard your interviews with Tony Knopp, getting the business angle of sports. They know how pricey those tickets can be and a golden opportunity to go. They're smart, choosing the right answer. But like you said, there's really no right answer. But
no, there's no right answer. There's no right answer to this. It's all about
what's one angle you can take.
It's all about, you know, what is your entertainment value? I mean, that's what. Is this what you want to do? Yeah, okay. Is it something you can do? I mean, let's face it. How many times have we had an opportunity to get tickets or whatever, and we said we couldn't do it because of circumstances? Well, that's what this is all about. That's what this means. What are the circumstances surrounding this?
It's kind of ironic you bring that up, because a few weeks ago, it was very last minute. Got a text from a buddy of mine. He had two tickets for the Penn State-Lehigh dual meet in the Jordan mm-hmm. Center. And something popped up the last second. He couldn't go, and he gave me first crack at the tickets, but I wasn't able to go.
Why? this may take a while.
Actually, you could be listening to the podcast, too. We had some in-law. We had decorations to finish over at the in-laws, and the Steelers game was on. Said some other stuff I couldn't get out of doing. And that's a very weak excuse.
Boy, that's bad.
I know.
I mean, that's bad.
It is.
I mean, that was weak.
Now, if that would have been a dual meet, like, let's say, one versus two.
Iowa?
Oh, I definitely would have been there for that. I would have DVR'd the Steelers game for that. Just for the fact that there's, at least 16 games in the season, not many dual meets you can catch, especially with one versus two. Yeah.
Well, as I point out, the suit would have bagged this kid's wedding to go. So, I mean, Christmas, what's that? But we're going to continue with this next week, the game approaching. I just think it's one of those fun, hypothetical talk show questions. Because the circumstances are so, the dynamics are so interesting. Steelers are at home. Tickets are hard to come by. You don't have to pay for them. It's the Ravens. First place is on the line. You're off on the 26th. Most people are off on the 26th.
this show will be off in its way soon, I can tell you that. And, but it's also Christmas Day. And Christmas Day in many households is considered to be the day where you don't stray outside the family walls.
I think for a lot of people, they'd be thankful to pay only face value to get into a Steelers game or a team of their choice where, like you said, it's very hard to get into a game.
I've made the hypothetical as easy as possible.
Yes.
We've taken price out of the equation where now it's just down to pure emotion and decision. That's what I'm looking for. What's the emotion? What's the decision? That's why I set it up this way. I set it up this way for that reason. That's what makes the question fun. What makes the question fun is that...
Yeah, you kind of ponder it, then you have all these other questions going through your mind. Right. It's like the the process to get to the promised land at the stadium.
Right. So, I mean, I took all that out of it. So when you take all of that out of it, now it's just the pure emotion of, can I pull this off?
All right. Logan says 100%, but I don't know if that's a yes or a no.
I'm going to guess 100% is a yes.
I'm going to guess that, too. James says yes. Thanks, Jim. And Keith replied back with bucket list. He says he's been to 3 NFL stadiums before, plus the Hall of Fame in Canton, but not Heinz Field.
Okay. There you go.
Right now we're at 5-1, yes.
Well, we throw you in there at 6-1. The suit makes it 7-1 because, again, his kid's getting married. And only his wife is sitting there.
And he returns to the show tomorrow.
Oh, back
your
tomorrow.
Station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. And on WKOK.com.